Imagine a funeral plan tailor-made for you. The OUTsurance funeral plan lets you build your cover with benefits that suit your needs. For flexible and low-cost funeral cover, SMS funeral to 44748. OUTsurance Life is a licensed insurer and FSP. Terms, conditions and standard rates apply.
Sokala Duma Radio.
In this day and age, women still have to go the extra mile to prove that they have what it takes to make it in a male-dominated industry. Over the years, there has been limited female representation on the SAFA Referees Board. But that did not deter Akona Makalima from going through the paces to become an official in the Premier Soccer League. The woman in the middle has not only had to deal with the happenings on the field of play between players and coaches, but has had to tackle the criticism that comes with the job. In the second installment of our new monthly feature, SL Radio's Shane Matsoyane and OUTsurance introduce you to the She Referee. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line, we are joined by Akona Makalima, one of the few female referees in the PSL and Africa as a whole. Akona, welcome to SL Radio.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for the invite. Greetings to you and the listeners at large.
Sizam, what is it like being a female referee in this male-dominated field?
It's exciting, but it's very much challenging. It's exciting in the sense that I've worked hard to be where I am now, even though the road is not easy. Obviously, it's a men-dominated sport. People or men, they still think that we don't belong in their football. So, I would say there are those ups and downs of being the woman in the men-dominated sport, where people will always underestimate you or even doubt you, would you really belong there or you really deserve to be here? Do you even know what you are doing? Are you even qualified at some point? So you get all of that.
And how does all of that make you feel, though, when somebody is doubting your capabilities, when someone is doubting your profession?
No, you know what? I always believe that I don't have control over what people think of me. What matters most to me is who I am and what I know and what I do. So, Uchi, they doubt me. People, they can just doubt you because they don't know what you are really capable of. That is not your problem because you don't have control over that. I think after they've seen you doing what you know best, probably they will change what they think about you, because this thing is just all about application, knowing the law and interpretation of the law and applying the law in the field of play. So if I blow the whistle, I don't get it. They will try to intimidate me, but I don't get intimidated because I know what I do, because I've studied this, like I've been applying it in other laws. And remember, I didn't just jump into it to be in the Premier Soccer League. Even getting appointments, the people that appoint me, they don't doubt me. If they doubt me, they wouldn't have been even starting to appoint me in the Premier Soccer League.
How do players react to you? I mean, when they find you, in this case, as the woman in the middle on match day? Wow.
I think soccer players, I'm joking, man. But you know, you get those comments, but obviously from the spectators. I've never had a player at Rwanda. But many kind of spectators have it. So those things, they don't do anything to me. No, they don't do anything. You know, soccer players,
yeah.
I believe that probably they know me now. They know that there's a female referee in the field of play, and probably some of them, they've watched my games. I know one thing that I'm 100% sure is that when they see me, they maybe by discuss good message, she doesn't take anything. So let's just play fair.
And do you think maybe they look forward to e-games as now and sometimes?
I don't know. Maybe they hate me. Maybe they hate me like any other referee.
Come on.
Or maybe they feel good. This is not netball. Yeah, well, sometimes they would tell you, Guti, why you blog? Oh, this is not football. This is not netball. So when you don't blog as a diver, do you even know? Do you understand? But what is important, like I said earlier on, what is important, being a referee, like any other referee, remember the word referee, it doesn't have a gender.
Yeah. Okay?
So if you are a referee, you are a referee. The same book that I'm reading is the same book that they're applying in the Senior Men's World Cup.
Yeah.
The same test that I write is the same test that they write. The same test that I run is the same test that they run. You understand?
Mm.
So there is not a difference, but it's just that people think that the decisions that are being taken by female referees are influenced by gender, and that is not the case. My decisions that I take in the field of play are not influenced by my gender. I don't take decisions based on because I'm a woman. I take decisions based on the law.
And yes, this is Akona. How do you react though to those comments, like when they made those comments, like, ah, this is not netball, you are playing too much, and when you're not blowing the whistle, and then they say, ah, sissy, why are you not blowing the? I mean, how do you communicate, like, at that moment with the players, or you show the yellow card, or how do you react to all of those comments?
So I ignore them. As long as you are not abusing me, as long as you are not showing dissent by word, as long as you are not showing dissent by action or using abusive language against me, so there's nothing I can do. I just laugh at you. Remember, players are under pressure, so you have to have understanding of football for you to be a referee. So you need to understand that they are under pressure. As long as they are not disrespecting you, as long as they are not showing dissent by anything, so it's okay. Other thing is that I know how to manage people. So men management skills are one of the other things that we are being taught.
Mm.
So Uguti, they would intimidate me or how I feel. I remember one of the coaches, now you belong in the kitchen. I never felt bad, Uguti, I belong in the kitchen.
Mm.
Probably the kitchen is one of the places I belong to. I'm a woman, I cook. So I don't feel intimidated by that.
Wow. And then, how much pressure, I mean, is on your shoulders during a game?
Well, the pressure would be the cameras would be looking at you. Was that a decision? Was that a foul? That's the only pressure. Obviously, the spectators, we still carry the fact that even like the supporters, South Africa as a whole, they still believe that we don't belong as women in the men-dominated sports. It's the pressure that you get every day, that why they sup on the labafaz. Or sometimes they would even think that they are not being taken serious because the referee is a woman. Do you understand? So you still need to help the country step out of that. You still need to prove yourself that we are women and therefore we belong to be here. We work hard to be here. This is not just an overnight thing. We didn't skip any steps. We just qualified just like any other men qualified.
Mm.
So you get those pressures. Regardless, I need to make it right. Never going to Gandoni, I need to make it right. Because sometimes if you make a mistake, they would not think that you make a mistake because you are a referee or you are just any other human being.
Mm.
They will say, oh, you make a referee because ngumfazi vele.
What made you choose this profession in the first place?
I said I didn't choose refereeing. Refereeing was not my first choice. It was my second choice. So it was my choice B. So choice C, my first choice, I used to play soccer.
Okay.
So yeah. So I think when I finished like college, I believe Guti, maybe I was old or I didn't see like a lot of development. The reason being was that coming from a province where there's just no development in of football back in the days. So I decided, Guti, okay, cool. If my first choice is not working, how about I go for choice B? So choice B becomes my first choice. In life, you get those things where your choice, your option A is not working, and therefore your option B becomes option A.
Mm.
So yeah, I stopped playing football. I joined refereeing because I didn't wanna fall out of football because I love football.
Mm.
I've played football as long as I can remember. I've participated in sport as long as I can remember. So just sport is my passion. So I wouldn't want to be out of football. So I decided, you know what? When the South African Football Association, they were looking for like female referees, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take this thing. I'm leaving football forever. I'm not going to play anymore. And the rest is history, and I'm here.
Imagine a funeral plan tailor-made for you. The OUTsurance Funeral Plan lets you build your cover with benefits that suit your needs. Get cover for between 30 and 100,000 rand. Add family members and get 5,000 rand additional cash benefit for transport, catering, after tears, a tombstone or marquee. For a flexible and low-cost funeral cover you can trust, call 08600 60,000 or SMS funeral to 44748. OUTsurance, you always get something out. OUTsurance is a licensed FSP. T's and C's and standard rates apply.
I had an interview with Victor Gomes some few weeks back, and I asked him this very same question that I'm about to ask you, Uguti. There have not been many female referees, I mean, in your case. But from those who were the first to officiate, who would you say inspired you?
Well, remember, I'm coming from the Eastern Cape, so where I come from, there's not a lot of female referees. So luckily for me, there was Deirdre. There was this lady, Deirdre. So she was one of the people that you would basically, you know what, one day I want to be like that woman. One day I want to be like a referee like her. And then you will get to that kind of support. But the first lady that I saw, she was an assistant referee, Uyonela Mahamba. She was just running the line for the ABC Motsepe. Back in the day, I think it was Vodacom when I saw her.
Yeah.
So that's the lady that really advised me where to go and how about going it, how do you do refereeing. But I didn't want to run the line. I knew that I was going to be a referee. Yeah, so those women, I think, even though we're still trying an error, because you find that Yonela Mahamba, she didn't make it to the professional, she didn't make it to the Premier Soccer League. So there was Deirdre, and then the other female referees out of the country, like you, the likes of your Gladys Lingu. Mm. Like, those are the women that I look up to.
And let's go back to the field now, Uguti. What is the feeling like, I mean, officiating a high-profile match?
Well, you know that you are officiating a very big game. Everybody is in the stadium, but I have this thing. I don't know how I managed to do it, but it works for me because I meditate before each and every game. So I play my game like that. So when I'm in the field of play, I cannot hear spectators. I cannot hear coaches. My only focus is the four officials that I'm working with and the 22 players. So I cannot feel the pressure from outside. I cannot feel the pressure from the stands because I just cannot hear. My focus is not there. My focus is in the 22 players that are in front of me and the possibility of a foul or whatever that's going to happen. So if I take my mind and put it on the spectators, I'm going to make mistakes and I will lose focus. So every time when I plan for my games, I try to make it a point that my focus, I don't lose my focus. I don't lose my concentration listening to what the spectators say or the coach say. I cannot hear that, like a lot of that.
And you have been involved in a few higher profile games. I mean, which one would you say was the biggest for you?
I would say Kaizer Chiefs and Celtics. Mm. That was a good game. That was a very high game. Reason being is that, you know, Celtics, they were fighting to be on the top eight. The Kaizer Chiefs, they were also wanting to be on the top eight. They didn't want to fall out of the top eight. So I think that game was one of the biggest games I've ever done. It was not an easy game. You have to study the teams. You have to understand Uguti, how are they going to play. Sometimes you need to know Uguti, probably if Chiefs made the Celtics, what kind of football are they going to play? So you also play around that when you do your pre-match. You understand? And then I would also say the Platinum Star Sundance game was also one of my high-end games. You know, you are in the home ground of Mamelodi Sundowns. They are winning the league. Everybody is there. You don't want to make a mistake. It's one of the biggest teams in the... So officiating biggest teams in the country, obviously, that would come with a lot of pressure. There are a lot of people that are supporting the teams. You don't want to make a mistake. You need your 101% concentration. You need to step out of your humanity, because now when you are a referee, you need not to be a human being, because you are expected not to make mistakes. So yeah, so I'd say those two games were one of the highest games I've done.
And now when it comes to the training, is there any difference, I mean, in the programs that are given to the two different genders, I mean, the males and the females?
Absolutely not. We have the same, absolutely not. We have the same training. There's no training that say this one is for women, this one is for men. No, there's nothing like that. I train with men. I train with men. When I'm preparing for my test, I train with men.
Wow.
When we do the match preparations, I train with men. I keep up with their pace.
Which other males, I mean, in this training?
When it comes to the sprints, there's a lot of referees that I can beat. I can't be mentioning names, but they know who they are.
Mm.
So there's a lot. I'm born a sprinter. So
I saw you, yeah, that I'm game against Bloemfontein Celtic and Kaizer Chiefs. I saw you.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, and do you feel like in this day, when I say so, in this day and age, women still, I mean, need to get work harder than their male counterparts to prove their...
Hey, we are still working extra hard. We're still working hard. That is why you don't see a lot of them, because we still need to work harder to prove ourselves. Yeah, and I also believe that we need to work hard. I believe that we are not supposed to be given an opportunity because you are a woman. You need to work hard, but the opportunity will present. If the opportunities are there, we need to create those opportunities. We don't have, I don't want us to be done favors because we are women. No, I don't want us to be done favors. We need to work hard to belong there. Because remember, if we say, okay, give us opportunities because we are women, you guys will feel that, okay, now we are compromising the league. Okay, now we are compromising South Africa. We don't want that. When you see a woman in the fold, you must know that woman worked so hard to be there. Nobody has been done a favor. So if you see the next woman officiating, you must know that woman has worked very hard to be there. Nobody has done her a favor. So I want women to work hard. I am one of the women working hard in the country. And the next woman, I want that woman to work extra hard so that nobody would be saying, no, these women are compromising the league. No, these women are compromising South African Football Association, the Premier Soccer League again. No, I don't want that.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Imagine a funeral plan tailor-made for you. The OUTsurance funeral plan lets you build your cover with benefits that suit your needs. For flexible and low-cost funeral cover, SMS funeral to 44748. OUTsurance Life is a licensed insurer and FSP. Terms, conditions and standard rates apply. Thank you for listening to the OUTsurance Big Interview on SL Radio. And keep a lookout for part 2 of this interview launching on the 17th of July.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.